This is really weird tasting. It's like... I don't know. It's not bad. It's real smoky. It's got a sweet cherry molasses tone.
I second again with a
All right, welcome to Talking Fail, episode 59. I'm your host this week, Tyler. With me, I have the only other normal person, Arthur.
Oh, man, am I?
All right, and we have Ethan, who's a little less normal.
Yes, it's my drink, it's plums that I'm tasting.
Okay, and the most less normal of all of us, Will.
I'm doubting that this is actually episode 59. I am going to need to see some sources.
All right. Well, check the website. They're all in sequential order.
Tyler, by the time we're famous and people are checking the website, there's going to be like 200 episodes. They're not going to know.
You think we'll be famous within 200 episodes?
You think we're going to do 200 episodes?
Oh, that I want to take bets on how long this podcast is going to go. Okay.
Oh, no.
Tyler and I put a number into a locked box at the beginning of the show. And there's about $10,000 on the line. So there's some motivation, you know? Some of us are biased.
I'll go 200. And no matter what, if we stop at like 100... I'm just going to carry on by myself for 100 more episodes so I can be right.
Yeah, that's when Arthur and I put out the cease and desist.
Yeah, we'll see you
Welcome
in court.
Welcome to Will's 100 episode special. And then at 201, we all come back.
Actually, we can work out some licensing so that, you know, as long as you know everything is under the Talking Fail copyright and not the Will Cardwell copyright, then we're good.
Wait, I thought everything was under the club.fail copyright. This whole thing is getting too convoluted.
We'll need to get Trump's lawyer in here to sort everything out.
Who owns Cruising Craigslist, though?
I think it's Interscope Records.
Wait, I thought they owned Discographers. Is that not a conflict of interest?
Okay, so Club Fail has the distribution rights for Cruising Craigslist.
you've done it again with the distribution rights. you really foxed
this. I mean there was an expanse of opportunities there, Will.
Hey, expansive. That sounds like a show that just got canceled. Called Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Wait.
Yeah, but by the end of this,
got canceled?
But by the end of this episode, it'll get picked up by NBC.
But it's
what other shows are going to get picked back up, Tyler? This is some insider knowledge.
Well, it's only insider if it happened like last weekend, and you just didn't hear about it.
Well, you know they are bringing back Arrested Development, so that's in the mix too.
Speaking of TV and. Just changing it completely. Did we ever talk about Adult Swim's order of
Szechuan sauce?
Rick and Morty?
I still have some.
I mean, technically, it probably will be. So Rick and Morty has 31 or 32 episodes currently across its three seasons. Adult Swim just placed an order for 70.
That's a smart move by them. Gotta lock it down.
Has Dan Harmon ever had this much a runway of like security?
I'm actually a little concerned because
yes, how is it like how would he ever
knowing Dan Harmon like from his podcast and all that like I'm pretty sure the daunting task of writing 70 episodes.
It's gonna be spread out. It's gonna be spread out over. He's just guaranteed those seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, over 2 years per 15
wait a minute.
Episodes?
It was like 10 episode seasons, right?
Yes, but there was like a 2-year span between seasons. They're on kind of an off cycle. So 31 episodes across like 4 years.
Oh, I'm going to be so old when the last season comes out.
That's what I'm saying. If it's like if the pattern is the same, then let's say 30 episodes every 4 years.
I don't.
It's like 9 or 10 years.
I don't think that the pattern's going to stay the same. Harmon, if you listen to Harmontown, Harmon has been long.
I don't think there's going to be any problem.
No, if you listen to Harmontown, Harmon's always going off about how he's like 2 more years and then I'm retiring. Like, and like I just need to make up enough money so then I can just stop. Like that's what he's been talking about, his goal for, you know, the last year or so.
Oh. I don't know my plan with the podcast.
I bet you.
Yeah.
So thought the 70 episodes probably has nothing to do with him. So for all we know, it's like, yep, 70 episodes of Rick and Morty. I'm doing 10 more and then I'm retiring. And then it just gets left to Justin Roiland unrestrained.
I think that we'll probably get.
I think you can expect more episodes per season.
Yeah.
Because the latest season was like. They talked about why there were delays, and it was at one point someone said Dan and Justin needed to get their shit together. So I think if they don't, then it's going to be really disappointing. But I also think that they will.
But can you imagine like if they decide to make these 70 episodes like connected, or maybe not all 70, but like some kind of like through line that starts in whatever the next season is, through the end of, you know, almost 100 episodes later.
That'd be really impressive.
It must be pretty cool to have a, like, episode calendar up to 70 episodes to be able to, like, plan it out in
that way.
Too
bad we're almost done with ours.
We should stop at 70, just like Rick and Morty.
In honor of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Well, they'll hit a total of 101.
Ah, we have to do 101?
It's 70 more. That's one episode short of 2 years.
Didn't you place a bet on 200? Like,
I'm a bad gambler. 5 minutes ago? Okay, sue me. Or don't. I'm bad at that, too.
I bet you I can win the marathon. I don't want to do it anymore.
This is boring. Go home.
You haven't finished
double down.
Giving me the money.
I fold.
I haven't finished. For those of you who don't know card games, those are two different things from two different games.
Oh, I just... Okay. I didn't know that part.
Oh. It's always the people who don't know what they're doing that miraculously win. Just like the Olympics.
Is that why women got the right to vote, Will? They just didn't know what they were doing enough. And...
No, but that's why North Korea and South Korea are what? Cool.
Well, okay, Will.
What?
Please update us on world politics and geopolitical diplomacy. Cue the music.
Well, apparently North and South Korea, they aren't as cool anymore or something, because North Korea pulled out of something.
Your mom.
I ain't pointing fingers.
Sorry, miss.
Reset the counter.
It was just Mother's Day, Ethan. It was just Mother's Day.
Why do you think Kim was over?
Over your mom.
Apparently Kim didn't get rid of all his nukes. One of those ICBMs went right into...
Did you just say Kim Jong-un has ICBMs? I don't need to know that.
I'm pretty sure I saw a documentary where they talked about how he doesn't have a butt.
Yes, Rocket Man is actually... A derogatory term for somebody riddled with
Elton John CDs.
Yep.
Do 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 do.
Hepatitis.
I like.
I was gonna say hepatitis.
I like how Ethan was like 3/4 of the way done with saying STDs, and then he's like, yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna.
Are you guys gonna go watch the re-release of 2001 Space Odyssey?
No, I'm not really into watching 17-year-old movies.
Unless Natalie Portman's in it.
Oh, is she? Is that part of the, did they Phantom Menace her in?
Do you is Padme's Force Ghost 12?
That's just a good
like Darth
point.
Vader is younger.
How do they decide when the when Force Ghost age is? It's like Yoda and Obi-Wan are like old crusty people, and then Anakin.
Ooh, make
gets
her 12. 12 she shall be.
Anakin's like in his 20s, and then he's like, well, I mean, she could be 12.
I met her when she was 14, and I mean, even that was a little past her prime, for my opinion.
Well, we definitely have to cut that out. Oh.
Hey, check the canon. Anakin and Padme met when she was 14.
Yeah, but he was like 8.
That's on. Which makes it not creepy. She's the pedophile. 14-year-old. Natalie Portman's a bad person. She's a terrible person. She embarrassed Ron Howard up there. She embarrassed him.
She got soft out there. That's what happened.
Well,
you know?
I mean, you like what you like, but I mean, I don't have a problem with women. let's move on. What was your guys' week like?
No, I want to hear more about this. You not having a problem with women?
I don't. I think some of them are great.
I'm sure some of them are good people.
But
they're rapists
not...
and criminals coming over the border. No, women. I love Mexicans. Women are bad people.
What about Mexican women?
People?
What about Mexican
women? I don't believe in intersectional politics, Will.
It's a bit of a gray area.
I believe that you should be judged on your competence and your character, not your age, your sexual orientation, your race, just those two things. And men are more competent than women, so you just gotta...
So this is going to be Ethan's last episode on any podcast ever.
Okay, yes, Tyler, tell me how you're less sexist than me on our all-male podcast.
Tyler, did you just say women are bad people?
Okay, fine. I'm the most honest.
I mean, Hitler was pretty honest. I mean, this doesn't make him an upstanding guy.
No. He ran on the platform of improving the economy, but all he wanted to do was other stuff.
But he was honest.
Okay.
He told the truth.
No, he wasn't.
The literal truth.
No, he wasn't.
100% facts.
What truth?
Didn't you read that copy of Mein Kampf that I gave you?
Hey, I thought that was Mein Kampf, not your Kampf.
But I'm...
Dang it, come on. That's like the oldest joke since... Was something...
Your mom?
Something old. Hey. Hey.
Okay.
She might be Jewish, you know. That's insensitive.
Yeah.
I mean, not me, but she
How
might
is
be.
How is she Jewish, but you're not?
That's a great question. I asked the same one. I haven't heard back about it. See, so, I mean, this is what I mean. I was told this my whole life, and then I confront with it, and the answer I get is, I guess you're not. That sucks. I am. How am I supposed to rectify that? What do I do? What are you supposed to do when your parents go, you're Jewish? Wait, you aren't? Sorry. I guess. Fine. I'll be Catholic.
I don't
Catholic.
Think they understand how genetics work. That's okay. You're just, it's not a religion.
Why not?
It's not Jewish, isn't it? Okay, Tyler, tell me what Judaism is, and then we can go back to your views on women.
Well, no, you can be of Jewish heritage, like genetically, and separately, you can be Jewish.
This is sounding pretty Hitler-y to me. Just throwing that out.
Just because
there.
You're.
Yeah, it's not. What do you? Okay, what? Quickly get to the thing you're trying to justify.
Archer,
with
save
this
me
statement.
With communism, quick. Don't fight me on two fronts, Archer.
Okay, Archer, you go after Tyler from the back. Will and I will keep pushing the front, and we're gonna get him to admit.
Whoa, that I'm American. I'm
whatever
staying
he's
out
trying
of
to
this.
Admit. Hey, Will, on. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go hit your boat with a hammer.
What is that? Is that a Japan thing, or
is that a euphemism for something?
That's what got the United States into World War II. Am I the only one?
They didn't hit him with a hammer.
Yes, but I'm not gonna fly a plane into your apartment either. I'm trying to change it up for this. Oh my gosh!
Is that like some kind of? You're trying to make a 9/11 joke? You think that's just not appropriate?
Okay.
Whoa, 9/11. Okay, I'm in. Whoa.
Do you think that when 9/11 happened, there was a group of people going, "That's insensitive. A lot of kamikazes died in World War II."
No, I don't think that happened at all, Ethan.
Well, I'm a hipster, so I've got a new platform to run on. 9/11 was insensitive to kamikaze pilots. There, I said it.
Wait, weren't kamikaze pilots Japanese?
So that doesn't make it a problem, Arthur.
So who's the insensitive one now?
You just want to put them in camps. And
oh, I guess no Japanese people fought for America at any point. I guess that's what Arthur's saying. Oh, okay. Oh, you see. That was gonna get too descriptive and racist. I should just stop there.
Will, take a drink, and then keep going. Is this our most racist episode?
Yeah, I was about to say I'm not gonna know what parts to cut out and what.
Just the tip. We talked about this last episode.
Got it.
just like the foreskin doctor.
Foreskin doctor.
You guys didn't visit the foreskin doctor every couple of weeks when you were, like, till you're 16?
Hey, here's let's show you some photos. Here's the before skin and the after.
Now remember, don't tell your parents that you come here after school. Okay? Okay.
I do piercings.
Will, hang on. You were homeschooled, though.
Mom took him out to get his... She signed all the paperwork.
How come I didn't get to go? Am I not good enough?
He didn't think you were as cute, okay? I'm sorry.
I was pretty enough.
You were past your prime, just like Natalie Tyler. Portman when she was 14. I'm really worried that's going to be taken seriously.
Can somebody write out Talking Fail's strongest agenda points? Like, Ethan... might be Jewish, parentheses, he's not. Arrested Development is the best show. And Natalie Portman was better at 12. Strictly. Will, have you even seen Leon the Professional?
Yes, I saw it when... Oh, I guess I saw it when I was actually at an appropriate age.
12?
Pretty close.
So apparently the American version had to be edited quite a bit because the original French book was like
French.
Yep.
Okay, Arthur, you're still here?
Any Les Dangerous Cousins going on?
Barely.
Dangerous Cousins? Is that a movie? That sounds like a
movie. Oh, it's a really good movie.
I like the way the French think.
About what?
About two cousins that fall in love, but then they artlessly explain away that they're not biological cousins.
Artlessly explain that they're not biological cousins. You know what? The movie was great. I just felt really disappointed at the way they kind of weaseled out of the incest stuff.
And now a story of a man who has to keep his family together.
This is Arrested Development.
It was. He was literally explaining an episode of Arrested Development to you, and I don't think you realized it.
You're guilty. You are guilty of. You're going to jail. And George Michael, you should shave that. It's pretty obvious what you're in here for.
Do you think?
Oh, wait a minute. Yep. I get it now.
There it is.
There's an actual cousin. Oh, okay.
There we go. Right.
He caught up.
He's just ignoring everything. We're like, yeah, he just said that.
I just thought it was a connection because the name was Arrested Development. I'm like, oh, yeah, you go to jail for that. Oh, wait.
Archer, how was your week?
Oh, my week. We're on Tuesday, so.
What? It's Saturday. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's just starting. I don't know what happened this last week.
Oh,
you don't? Why? Okay. Why is it that you like your week has flown by or dragged on where nothing stands out? What was so bad? It was so
It wasn't
mundane.
Bad.
Did
there were a couple birthday parties over the weekend and then Mother's Day, so that was exhausting.
Did any homeless guys show up at your work?
No, not any new ones. We just call them the engineers.
Gotcha.
Well,
sorry, Cosman.
Oh, shoot.
Speaking of homeless people, one of them,
Cosman, I can't stop thinking about your genitals.
A homeless person.
Go ahead, Will.
Just showed up at my work.
Yes, that is a euphemism.
Nope. Wait, you mean your car? Did a homeless guy get in your
truck?
Wait,
Ethan, let's let Will try to start again.
Yeah, sorry. So...
The gin and tonics were pretty good, though, right?
Really? Who thinks to put...
Pepper?
To add pepper?
Are you crazy?
That's
alcoholics?
Oh, have you by any chance seen any of the videos that were taken?
I have seen a couple videos...
I did.
Okay, did they hold up at all? Is it like, or were we
they
just
did hold up.
I want to see them.
Not as solid, you know, they weren't the 10 out of 10s that we thought they were.
Okay, but if you recreate the scenario, do you think you could elicit?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey,
then
let's
figure out
is there any way to explain?
Huh?
There's no more context.
Yeah, I was just say, is there any way to explain to everybody who is not you and you two what's going on?
No. I was following
not on the
you
air.
Just fine.
I'm just kidding. This is a podcast. We're never on the air.
So Cosman is a coworker of Archer, and he makes great gin and tonics. He's a fantastic host.
Oh,
sounds like
me. And he has some great art in his place. And Nazla, thank you for the... thank you for the breakdown of the meanings behind the art.
I forgot Nozzle was there.
Oh, you're a bad friend.
No, I go to Cosman's. Anyways, here's the gist. We went over to my friend's place, Cosman's place, and we had gin and tonics. And he had, like, I mean, they were really good. And B, when I asked about them, he's like, oh, yeah, these are, like, imported from, like, Denmark or something. And I'm like, yeah, Jesus.
The gin you couldn't get in the United States.
Yeah, you didn't have to bring that.
You could. You could buy it here, but he just bought it from there and shipped it over. It's Heineken.
I don't know. That's...
But he just bought it in another place.
Yeah, it's like Heineken.
Dutch.
He bought it in Holland and then just had it shipped over.
I don't know. That was pretty cool of him. I give him very high den marks.
Okay, Will, how much have you drank so far? Because the puns are starting. That's the first indicator.
Just a couple gin and tonics from your friend Cosmonaut.
Archie, are you going to do something about this?
No, of course not.
No.
He never does anything about anything.
I don't think anyone felt threatened by that.
Hey, so
well, don't speak for all of us.
I saw this cool new movie, man, that just came out. It's called Get Out. It's pretty good.
Oh, I heard that was pretty racial.
Isn't that an R. Kelly song?
Rest in peace, R. Kelly.
Career.
Is he dead or just in prison again?
No, he's still free.
But he's not being advertised on Spotify anymore, so he's just pretty much dead.
Oh yeah, Spotify pulled him.
All the people pulled him from curated playlists. They didn't even pull his music. They were just like, yeah, we're just not going to recommend
you know,
him
okay.
anymore.
Do you think it would have been a appropriate move to pull arc. Let's put it. Let me put it this way: if an artist does something reprehensible, do you think that behavior taints all of their past work to the point where you should not consume it? Am I allowed to watch The Cosby Show?
I think if you start pulling these artists that have been accused of sexual harassment, then you're just going to prevent them from getting soft, and the problem is going to get worse.
I thought he was going to start out with saying, like, oh, if you pull pedophiles from music, then you'll have to pull them from podcasts, and then one of us won't be on the podcast anymore. So careful what you wish for.
You know, one out of every four people is a pedophile. It's a little known fact.
Is it me? Because at first I thought it was Archer, but I don't know.
Is it? Yeah. Hashtag is it me?
That's the fun thing about statistics, is it could be all four of us.
Oh, man, that'd just be really bad.
Yeah.
Is that how statistics work?
So I refuse to let my homeless story become an Oculus Touch. So I'm going to continue on like nothing happened.
Archer, has anything new come out about Oculus Touch?
Yeah, I think it has, but we don't have to talk about
just
it now.
Just as
we
long as anyone has a topic. Unrelated.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Man, those gin and tonics were just real good.
So we've been placing bets on who in pedophile? our six-person group is going to die on a motorcycle first.
Wait, we have two other people on this podcast who have just been quiet all 59 episodes?
So Archer's hosting two podcasts at the same time. The other one has two extra people. So
I wouldn't call them extra people.
Okay, but
they're still people.
So I think they're pretty essential to the show.
Okay, but who is this group of six? Are they all motorcyclists?
No, it's just some friends. And five out of six of us already like have motorcycles now. And I was just like, man, those odds cannot be good. Like,
well, aren't you like already two accidents down?
Two accidents, indeed, and almost one casualty.
Three strikes and you're out. You know you have to die on the third accident. If you don't, you're obligated to pull out a gun and shoot yourself in the head.
I was going to say two more and he gets a free sandwich, but Ethan's idea is a little more permanent.
No. If you kill somebody before your third, it resets.
Okay. Oh, then I'm good. I mean, I think I should be good.
I don't think that should be a law. That just kind of encourages really bad behavior.
Yeah. Hey, everybody's an adult that can make their own adult decisions. Unless you're Natalie Portman and Leon the Professional.
She wasn't an adult.
She wasn't an adult.
That's what I mean. She wasn't, so she can't.
But Ethan, why do girls go through puberty at 14 if they're not ready? Please cut that.
You know, Will, I thought the flat earth stuff was
never,
a joke.
I've never... Man, you know, I don't think there's ever been an episode where I felt like I wasn't at the bottom. This is the first time I've known.
How does it feel, Ethan?
It feels really good. The air's a lot cleaner up here with
you
guys.
Well, and you're only on the third tier. Archer and I are much higher. So we're 1 and 2.
You know, fourth place doesn't even make the podium.
Hey,
he just gets taken away by police for some sort of illicit behavior.
Can you pass that Pinot Noir?
Yeah, let me just hand it up to you.
Yes, thank you.
The plum tones are fantastic.
This is is this glass a 76?
No, I got it at a thrift store, but the wine is.
Oh, I don't care about the wine. It's all in the glass.
This chalice was carved from the Rock of Gibraltar.
Hmm. Is that an Avengers thing?
Which is the region of Dwayne Johnson's thigh that has the most testosterone.
Trick question. His entire body is equally full of testosterone.
So did anything actually come out about Oculus Touch?
No, nothing ever does.
The homeless guys.
59 episodes and we...
Homeless guys. Yes. Okay, so I was working. I work part of my day.
Archer,
I work part of my day in a warehouse.
Guy?
And sometimes, you know, I drive a lot or sometimes I'm in a warehouse. So I was working in the warehouse taking my lunch at the time, actually. And there's a big roll-up door and I was eating a cup of noodles, actually, because, you know, well, I'm a podcaster now. I can afford to not just eat plain ramen. I can have the cup that it comes in. It's pretty nice. And my boss was sitting next to me, and he was eating his lunch also. And there was another employee eating a little bit further away also. And in walks through the big roll-up door just someone that I'm not paying attention to because I'm eating and playing on my phone. And out of the corner of my eye, I can see that he's just standing at the desk that I'm at on the opposite end of the desk from me. And I'm just like, oh, it must be someone else that works here, because there's quite a few people that just come in and out that work there. And I look up, and no, it's a very homeless-looking man who also looks a tiny bit crazy. And
it's a good combination.
Yeah. And he's just standing there staring at me, and I'm like, oh, oh, okay. And then I look over at my boss, like, for some, like, backup in getting rid of this guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, no one else has noticed this homeless man just, like, a couple feet away from me, who most likely will kill me in a matter of seconds. And I'm, okay, so I just, like, am like, can I help you? And then he, like, does some homeless mumbling. And then my boss notices, and he's like, oh, you need to leave. You can't be back here. And then he's like, he stares right at me, and he's like, do you know who I am? I'm like, no, sir. I don't know. Please leave. guys, I need help. And so eventually he leaves. But he doesn't actually leave, and then he just wanders around in the parking lot for like 5 minutes. And that was the time that I had a near-death experience.
So when does the story start?
So Arthur, what do you think about this new Oculus Touch news?
I don't think there's anything new.
You know,
this show, you know, is just, I wish a snake eating that
when
itself.
I told stories, people heckled
it's not,
me.
It's not great, Will. Spoiler alert.
You know.
I mean, if we want to talk about Oculus Go, we can do that.
Oh, that's no fun.
Is that like an offshoot from Pokemon Go? Arthur, let's hear some about that.
Now I'm wishing I actually paid attention.
I don't think you guys get how crazy he looked, though. I'm just saying that. I thought he was holding a knife. Just want to throw that out. But Arthur, continue.
I see what's happening here.
No, I'm serious. You can go.
Uh-huh. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Like, no, please leave. So when's this episode going to start?
Tyler, the podcast has been canceled for a couple months now. We haven't been sending you any audio at all.
All the staff has been working for weeks to change this island so you can live out your fantasy. We're trying to break through. You're not a podcast host. You never have been. Your name is Tyler. You killed your family.
Natalie Portman's as far as the eye can see.
Will, you can't ask for something to be edited out and continually reference it.
But you'd never get soft again!
No, it makes sense now, because my subconscious keeps bringing up the Shawshank Redemption, so I can try and escape, to try and tell me to escape. Because my development has been arrested.
Just look for Rita. That's your path.
Mr. F.
F. That stands for... I don't think there's any Shawshank characters that start with an F.
Freedom. It stands for freedom.
Tyler. Oh, Morgan Freeman. There we go. He's Mr. F.
He grips me tightly. I can't look him in the eyes.
No. I was mid-drink, and I had to. That was an involuntary reaction. Because I just listened to one of the episodes where, like, you were committed for like 10 minutes, like reading off this.
Oh.
I assume I can only assume what you wrote.
See, to be totally honest, I wasn't actually super interested. I didn't really want to finish it, but knowing I'd only read half of it was bothering me so much the week between the episodes that I was just trying to get it done with so I could close the tab.
You could have just read it on your own time, like, not force the rest of us.
There's no way I was gonna do that. There's no way that I'm gonna read
Ethan sitting in his dark room in the corner reading Shawshank fanfiction
out loud to myself in Morgan Freeman's voice. Will, I think we have Cruising Craigslist next opener.
Oh, hello. You caught me reading Shawshank Redemption fanfic in my Morgan Freeman voice. Welcome to this week's episode.
If you'd like to support me and my fanfiction on Patreon,
then
actually, yes, if you support us on Patreon, more of those will be coming. Giggity.
Then go screw yourself, because we're not having a Patreon.
Woo!
Can you? What if Archer set one up just for him? And
what if? Yeah, like, can we set up a Patreon for some other group and then reap all the rewards?
I like the way you think, Tyler.
Can we set up a Rick and Morty Patreon?
For discographers. There we go. Let's set one up for discographers.
Oh, man, you know the money's going to be rolling in. That wasn't a bash.
What did you guys get, like 20 downloads? What was that milestone like that you tweeted, Tyler? But...
I think you got the numbers mixed up in your head.
200?
Well, 20 was your show.
Ooh.
And 200 was the discographers.
20, wait, who's downloading it? Hey, you can't download, that's YouTube. You can't download that.
Will, I don't think we can complain at this point. Somebody's watching besides my sisters, and they even turned off before the finishing one episode. Although it was the testicles
yeah, that was
episode, so that may have been
I blurred.
Like, most of it.
What do you want? Yeah. Like, go a time machine and go back before it happened?
Well, we can compare episode downloads a lot later.
I'll get the ruler. Are we measuring from the fan base?
You always count the fan base.
Well, you know, our fan base is smaller than his fan base, so I think we need to compensate to make sure the measurements are fair.
I don't know if that's how compensation works.
No, you compensate by having a longer, like a bigger intro, like it's louder.
This isn't the first time I've been shafted by Tyler.
Usually, I just go for more, you know, more breadth in the content, you know, a little bit of
it's
wider.
It's not about range. How wide it is; it's how you use it, Archer.
Oh, I appreciate that, Tyler. So 3 years ago, someone posted a video on YouTube. They're titled Cruisin' Craigslist. And the first one's Missed Connections. And the second one is Men Seeking Men. And it's hosted by Honey Golightly, who is a drag queen.
We should get them on the show.
I haven't watched it.
They can't be doing much since the personals got removed.
Okay, Art.
I am 100% serious.
Dang it!
I'm sorry,
Ethan,
for plugging a different show.
Do they have a video?
Ethan, yep, we have our openers.
That's our
for
opener.
Like 3 weeks now.
Okay, so next week we open with that video. The week after, you are dressed in drag the entire time, and then the next week after that is a picture of you in drag on the wall, and like slowly you'll stop wearing your ring, your voice will get higher. You talk about, like, an appointment that's looming, the great change.
The final solution.
Finally feeling like yourself.
No, it is different. I think it's a different
final
thing.
Final countdown?
Which, after that, I'm gone. that's what they play. That's what they play right before he goes under for surgery.
All right. Well, I think on that note, that's how we end the Talking Fail podcast. With regret and... alcoholism.
Just like Aziz Ansari's date.
Oh, dang. R.I.P. Okay. The Lois Lane from the first Superman movie.
I saw a headline that just said
Superman
female actress dead.
I guess Superman couldn't save her.
I didn't understand what it meant.
And
then the world just starts spinning backwards.
You know, cancer Superman's biggest nemesis?
I thought it was a wheelchair.
Bye, everybody. Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail, and you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
Okay, is it David Banner or the Hulk that has ED?
David Banner was the Incredible Hulk from the TV show.
Bruce!
Bruce Banner.
Banner. Did you say Credible Hulk?
He's very credible. He cites his sources.
I want to watch that.
He was much more honest than this new one. This new one likes to say all sorts of stuff that aren't really on the ball, you know. Always angry. All right, sure. Whatever.
I'm always angry. And here's why. You see, when I was a child...
I can't get it up.
When I was a child, my parents were very mean to me. And it left emotional scars. Okay, who's starting this?